T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day and welcome to the Bill Michaels Show. We are glad you are with us today. Good Tuesday. Saw some Monday Night Football last night and man, the ratings are down. Holy mackerel. Sunday Night Football the other night for the opener, ratings down. But nevertheless, football is back. We're enjoying it. We are. I mean, this is what we do. This is our diversion away from the realities of life right now as we know it. But the Green Bay Packers, they've got some injury issues on the offensive and defensive lines. We'll talk about that coming up here momentarily. But we're welcoming in you, and my name is Bill Michaels. Radio Joe Zanzola producing the program, Evan Heffelfinger behind the glass. You want to get a hold of any of us, it's easy, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. You can also hit me up on Twitter, @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels. You can find us as well find Radio Joe anyway over there at the Twitter account, and that is @RadioJoeSports. You can find Evan Heffelfinger @EvanHeff25. You can find us on the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. And you can also hit us up the old-fashioned way email-wise, and you can track us down, BillMichaels @BillMichaelsSports.com. That's BillMichaels @BillMichaelsSports.com. The Packers lose Lane Taylor. It is a knee injury that is going to keep him out the rest of the season. And they're going to get Billy Turner back, or at least if they get Billy Turner back. Coach Matt LaFleur said Rick Wagner did an outstanding job when he came in at right tackle. And if he feels Wagner is a permanent answer, then Turner could go back to right guard where he played last year. So it's just a lot of things happening right now along the way on both lines. You got Kenny Clark with the groin injury. So a lot of change right now in the trenches for the Green Bay Packers. So the question becomes, I mean, when you think about it, what concerns you more? A defensive line that is already anchored by Kenny Clark, that is maybe, now I'm talking about the interior linemen, not necessarily the exterior guys, not Zadarius and Preston Smith. You can move guys around, but how big a blow is that if Kenny Clark is down for an extended period of time? So that's first and foremost. Secondly, then, you know, the offensive line, the guys that actually protect Aaron Rodgers, how much of a detriment is that to start losing guys already? So there's just two drastically different lines of thought, because Aaron Rodgers is the guy you're protecting, kind of the, quote, franchise, if you will. And then defensively speaking, if you lose your juggernaut in the middle, you are really now – here's the thing. Sometimes when your big star goes down, that's when you say, okay, we have to step up. And guys sometimes do. You discover diamonds in the rough because of necessity, okay? Whereas before you relied upon other guys. Now you're going to find out what you got. Now you're going to find – and the biggest question becomes then – how much of a concern is this for you? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. How concerned are you now? Now, I will say, when you look at the Packers and what their schedule is, it's not awful. You got to go to New Orleans here in a couple of weeks. You got the Lions coming in. The Lions, decent defensive front, nothing that's going to be mauling you. The Lions, their secondary is suspect. Their defense is suspect, for that matter. You would assume playing at Lambeau Field, you know, I'm going to pick them as a win, that's for sure. I don't know if it's going to be a 40-point explosion like we just saw against a pretty good Vikings defensive front, but I'm going to pick them for a win. And then they got to go to New Orleans. Now, Drew Brees and the Saints looked pretty good against the Buccaneers. Then you get the Falcons at home. Then you got to go play the Buccaneers. Tom Brady and company. Now, it depends on how long you're going to see Kenny Clark down. You got the Texans on the road after that. Then you get the Vikings again. So you got some time to heal up, but you got a pretty staunch schedule. And you got some pass rushers along the way. You know, the weird thing about it is they don't play the Bears until November 29th and then again in January. It's like a month apart for the Bears. 5 weeks apart between the Bears. They don't play the Bears till late in the season. By the way, the Khalil Mack deal, let me go back on that for just a second because I think it's pertinent. But so I'm going through some statistics throughout the league. Khalil Mack has had 4 sacks in 12 weeks. I read that and I was like, wait, what? Khalil Mack has had 4 sacks in the last 12 games. And I'm thinking, man, I was one that, you know, after that initial year when he was all world and came in just on fire, he has really cooled off. Now, they say his leadership is huge down there. But what are you going to say? You're paying the guy, you know, gazillions of dollars. And the productivity, the actual sack total, has gone dramatically down. The disruptor factor, he's double teamed. And the disruptor factor for some of the other guys. Now, Goldman's not in there because, remember, he opted out for the season. He's their big nose tackle. He's kind of like their Kenny Clark. So he's not in there. But, yeah, only 4 sacks in the last 12 games. I'm like, wow, that's not what you're paying for. So I look back on that deal and I go, you know, maybe it wasn't the best of deals. Maybe it wasn't the best of ideas to go out and grab him. Excuse me. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Again, 855-830-8648. Would love to get your opinion on this. Also, we're going to talk a lot today, Packers football, Brewers baseball. Adam McCauley's going to be joining us. The Brewers, this team can't hit. They just can't. I watched those games yesterday and just as frustrated can be. And this team's just, it's offensively inept. They just are. We're going to talk with Adam McCauley about it coming up here in a little bit. Going to talk with Chris Ronji from 101 ESPN Radio down in St. Louis. The Brewers split in 2 ugly extra inning games yesterday. Later on today, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette is going to be here as well. So looking forward to that. Brian Baldinger is going to be joining us just after 1 o'clock today. Looking forward to that as well. Our radio.com NFL insider. So a lot of things happening. A lot of things happening. Good stuff happening today. We're going to get a lot of information out there to you today. And take your calls, emails, tweets, all that kind of good stuff. Again, 855-830-8648. Jackson writes in the Wendy's email inbox. He says, this is very concerning, already to lose 2 guys. Last year they should have took advantage of the situation and actually won the Super Bowl. This year is going to be an injury-riddled season because of the short training camp where you're going to see the depth depleted. Aaron Rodgers is going to go down, and that is going to end our season. It's a shame because he's having a very fast start. If he continues to play this way, then he is going to be an MVP candidate all over again. But we know what happens. He starts to play extremely well. Somebody breaks through the line, breaks his collarbone, and then we're all left to wonder, why in the hell didn't they have better guys in the trenches and better backups? 855-830-8648. I'm not quite going there. But I understand what it is you're saying. So put it this way, Tim Boyle would be the backup today, if indeed Aaron Rodgers went down, Tim Boyle would be the backup right now. Tim Boyle would, just because, you know, Jordan Love just isn't ready. And you don't want to force a guy in there just to completely get him destroyed and lose his confidence and such. And you got to make sure you got a guy in there that knows the offense. This was from Tom. Tom says, I think the Green Bay Packers are a very good contender for the Super Bowl. They just need to stay healthy. As far as Lane Taylor goes, it was a shame to see him work his tail off to come back and now go down with an ACL. You talk about heartbreaking. I feel for him. I think we all do. I think we all do. And then this is from Mandrill. Mandrill writes in Winnie's email inbox, just comes in and says, Aaron Rodgers, as long as he's upright, this team is going to have a shot. This is the way it's going to be all season long, not just for the Green Bay Packers, but for all teams in a shortened training camp and no training season. You mean no preseason games, I guess, and no training season. This is the way it's going to be when it comes to injuries. 855-830-8648. Let's get your calls. How concerned are you about which line concerns you more? Kenny Clark in the defensive front or losing a couple of guys already on the offensive side of the football? Lane Taylor going down for the season. 855-830-8648. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at Bud Light. Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network. And Bud Light Seltzer, unquestionably good. More of the Bill Michael Show coming up next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program. The Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are glad you are with us. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Aaron Rodgers grades the highest this week since week 9 of 2010, according to his Pro Football Focus grading system. I don't know if you knew that or not, but that's what kind of a day he had to open up the season. He grades a 96. And that is his highest grade since week 9 of 2010 when he was the offensive player of the week, and he was awarded Pro Football Focus's offensive player of the week this week as well. So saying something the way he started out. Aaron says, I think Kenny Clark is worse. Our offensive line reminds me of the 90s. Put any guy in there, move them around, they're all still going to perform. Kenny Clark is worrisome. This one is VET. It's the DL going into last week. It was the weakest part of the of this team. Besides Kenny Clark, they lack depth. You would think they promote Mac from the practice squad and should give Snacks another call. This one is from Aaron. Says, I think that we have the offensive line of the 90s. Everybody just does their job. AJ says the most concerning is Kenny Clark going down. If they can't stop the run, they can't stop anybody. This one is from Jason. Jason says, I'm concerned about Kenny Clark. How long do you think this is going to last? That those things, I tell you what, groin injuries, depending on the severity and depending on how healthy you are in games prior or post that injury, because some days, you know what? You can wake up and you can be fine and you can go out and do your job and that thing can get stronger each and every week and never bother you again. If you tweak it again, it's usually worse. And then you're really, really hurting. So you just a couple weeks. You know, will he be healthy all season long now? That's a great question. I don't know. It's a great question because groin injuries can just – how many times have we seen a guy go down with a groin injury and just never come back and be the same? Because you just can't have the same amount of leverage all season long that you normally would have had. You know? Steve writes in Wendy's email inbox, I'm concerned about the offensive line. If they keep going down at this rate, we're only going to have a couple of offensive linemen left standing after week six. Well, that's if you're losing two a game. You don't really lose two a game normally. And you only lost one guy for the remainder of the season. This was a team last year that was one of the top five healthiest teams. The Packers, as a matter of fact, last year had the fewest guys miss the fewest games. So technically they were the healthiest team in the NFL. That's why last year was so painful when they got bounced in the NFC Championship game. That's because that was your opportunity. You very rarely have a season with as few injuries as the Packers had this year. Very rarely. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur, by the way, coming up here in just about 10 minutes, so stay tuned for that. 855-830-8648. If you've been cooped up, you've been inside, you're not doing anything, you're putting on some weight, you got the brain fog, you got low T going on, maybe even ED. You know what I'm talking about? The indoor games aren't fun. All you got to do is call my friends over at Neumel Medical Center. Call Neumel Medical Center, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. And get yourself a free consultation. Call them up. The phone call is free. They'll tell you what you need to do. Stop on in and see if they can't turn your life around the way they did mine. I jump-started the all-in-one weight loss program again, and I went from 292 down to 238. 238.7 is what I weighed in today. Then again, I had a piece of pizza. I shouldn't normally do that, but I had some pizza this morning. I had some San Giorgio left over from the weekend. Oh, my God, that stuff is so good. But I had a piece of pizza this morning. But I'm okay. I'm doing good. You know, still down. Not gaining anything. Haven't lost a lot in the last couple of weeks. But then again, I'm just about at my target weight anyway. I would like to lose about 9 more pounds, and that's it. By then, I'd be like just skinny. 6'6", 230, that's starting to get into skinny territory for me anyway. But call them, 414-455-4451. Jacob writes in Wendy's email inbox, hands down, it's the offensive line. They have to protect Aaron Rodgers and also block for the run game. It's all about Matt LaFleur's scheme of running the football first, passing the ball second. See, they didn't do that, though. They used the run to be a counter to what they were doing offensively, but they did a lot of things. They did misdirection. They did wheel routes. They did pitches. They did but they passed the ball more than they ran the ball. But they ran the ball to numerous players, I think 5 or 6 different guys. So while they're still a quarterback-driven passing team, I agree with you. They do use the run, and you need the run. You need the offensive line. Well, you need the offensive line to protect the quarterback when you're passing anyway. What did Aaron Rodgers tell David Bakhtiari? I need 8 seconds. And there was only a couple of improv plays where I actually used 6 to 7, 8 seconds. For the most part, it was look at your primary guy or dump the ball off. And he was on target all day. I mean, really on target. 855-830-8648. Phone calls. Packers fans, where you at? Where you at today? What's more concerning? Which line is more concerning? Which line is more concerning to you? The offensive or defensive line with some of the injuries? This is from Lisa, says, correct me if I'm wrong, but Kenny Clark is coming back. Lane Taylor is not. So my concern is more in the offensive line than the defensive line. You are correct. Your depth on defensive line is far different and far less than what your depth is on the offensive line. But you did have to jostle some guys around, offensively speaking. But you are correct. Augie writes in the Wendy's email inbox. He says, hey, guys, great show. My biggest concern is getting the run game really going. Do you think they're going to use A.J. Dillon more? He looked pretty good, but he runs upright. I noticed that. You're absolutely right. He does. He is a – I'll tell you this, though. When he hit the linebacker and the linebacker had a steam coming downhill, I mean – really flying at him. When he hit him, he stymied him. Now, it wasn't like he just blew him back off the ball. But when he hit Kendricks was the guy, as a matter of fact. When he hit Kendricks, he did some jarring. I was pretty impressed with that. But he does. You're right. He does run upright. They'll correct that, though. As you go on, they'll get you lower and lower and lower. They just have ways to do it. Chad writes, sometimes, Bill, the best defense is an unstoppable offense. I'm more worried about the offensive line right now. Go, Pack, go. Tim writes, stop the run. Harder to have Rodgers on the field if they can't control the clock. Murray says, very concerned about the defensive front. While they did get some pressure without Kenny Clark, they didn't do much after that. They're going to rely on the Smith brothers and moving guys around to fortify the hole that is left by Kenny Clark if he can't come back in the next couple of weeks. 855-830. Where's the phone calls today? 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Phone lines are wide open. Packers fans, where are you at? This is Sports by Steve, and he says, hey, guys, what do you think of Davante Adams getting all the targets? I think they need to mix it up just a little bit more. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, it was good to see them go back to him after the drops. Didn't lose faith. He continued to catch the football. Well, he was targeted 6 times and caught 4. That's above average. That's solid. And the big one for 45 yards downfield for the touchdown, that's solid as well. The easy one across the middle that hit him right in the hands, he got big eyes. And that's one of those things you have to learn from. That's where I'd love to see James Jones come back and talk to him and just say, hey, kid, look, you got all the talent, all the wheels, all the leaping ability. You can do damn near whatever it is you want, but you can't go anywhere without the football in your hands. And you need to stop looking where you're going and start looking at the football, because you can't do anything until the football sticks in your fingers. And remember, James Jones went through that. And it was when he called his college or high school coach. And his coach said, James, you're just not watching the ball. It's not that you're just missing it or people are tipping it, because you got great hands. You're just not watching the ball into your hands. You're not grabbing the ball first. You're taking off without the ball. And he went, it was simple, but he heard it from somebody he really respected that knew him. And he went, okay. And after that, James Jones was a much, much better receiver. Much better receiver. I'd love to see him just sit down with Marquez Valdes-Scantling and say, you know what? I had the same problem. Here's what you do. Catch the damn ball first. How are we looking? When we come back, the head coach, Matt LaFleur, spoke yesterday. We're going to hear some of his comments. Also coming up, the Brewers split the doubleheader with the Cardinals, but what did you learn specifically about this team yesterday? I said it a little bit earlier. I'll say it again coming up here in just a little bit. It is a head-scratcher, but I'll talk about that as well. Stay tuned. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show and Adam McAlvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com coming up after the top of the hour. We got all of that right around the corner waiting for you. Coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program, the Bill Michaels Show. We are on the air. We are glad you are with us. Thanks, as always, for hanging out. We certainly appreciate it. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Van Horn Automotive. Got my new truck yesterday. Oh, they shot some video. It's going to be good stuff. You're going to see how they deliver these things. It's just fantastic. And got the new Chevy Silverado, and I'm discovering it. It's funny because I've only driven it a mile. I haven't really been out of the house, but I drove it about a mile, and I started tinkering with things. You know how it is when you're setting up new presets and learning stuff and everything, and I'm getting ready to travel a little bit, so I'm kind of tinkering with it, but really, really enjoy the thing. It is a powerful, powerful truck, the Chevy Silverado, but they have all kinds of trucks, all kinds of vehicles, many different makes, models, foreigns, domestics, whatever it happens to be. Go to VanHornAuto.com, and they're wanting to buy your car right now, too. They're trying to bolster their inventory of used vehicles. They got a bunch of money to spend. So go to VanHornAuto.com. That's VanHornAuto.com for everything it is that they have to offer, whether it's buying new, buying used, a buy, a lease, financing, trading in a car. You can do it all online, scheduling service appointments. You name it, they can do it. That's VanHornAuto.com. Again, at VanHornAuto.com. Head coach Matt LaFleur yesterday talks about the loss of the right guard, Lane Taylor.
You know, just battling back from the significant injury that he had last year, and to get to a position where he was in our starting lineup, certainly he will be missed. And I feel bad for him as an athlete, as a man. Just it takes a lot to come back from a significant injury, and he put the time in and put himself in a great position to have a great year. And it's always tough to see when somebody goes down.
It is. He says it's great to see, though, the shift on the offensive line, where guys were moving all over the place, and you still had guys holding their own throughout the injuries.
We knew that it was going to be very important for us in both the run and the pass game to take care of their front. And our guys did that up front. And it was super encouraging to see Rick Wagner get in there and John Runyon and watch Elton move from right tackle back to left guard. So I thought, you know, everybody did a great job. And that's going to be important for us to, you know, moving forward.
In addition to that, he was asked, what allows this offensive line to really kind of navigate through through problems like this?
I think that's a big credit to Adam Stenovich and Luke Buckus. You know, they do a great job of teaching these guys. And then not only that, we've got great leadership in that room. Corey Lindsley, obviously David Bakhtiari, those guys have been doing this for a while. They're such a tight-knit group, and they do a great job of pushing each other to be their best.
And they do. This is a good group of offensive. I talked about the depth at the beginning of the season. I didn't know how good the depth would be, and it's only one game. But at least they held up through one game. He also talks about Elgin Jenkins and the ability. Elgin came in last year and just started being – he was a mauler. Really, really good. And then they started moving him and flipping him around. So they talked about the versatility, the ability to move helps him all over the field.
I don't think there's a position he can't play on the offensive line, including center. So, you know, we feel really confident that wherever we need him, we can plug him in. And that's not always easy, especially for a young player like he is. He's only going into his second year, and to his credit, he's a guy that just is unfazed in the face of adversity or in the heat of the battle. You know, he never flinches.
Also, with Elgin Jenkins, he has been extremely solid and, like I said, just kind of a mauler since he started last year, as a matter of fact, when he came in for Lane Taylor. But there's still a lot of work to do. There's a lot of things on the offense that are starting to work, but there's a lot of work still ahead.
I don't know if I've ever repeated that many play calls in a game. You know, Aaron's always getting on me that we can come back to some stuff. And so it's really a credit to our players, though. You know, they make it come to life. And so some of the jet motion with whether we handed it off or gave it to the running back, that stuff seemed to be working. So we kept coming back to it.
Then there's John Runyon. John Runyon was not expected to be playing in this ball game. And even Aaron Rodgers said, "You think you're really going to be playing?" And he ended up getting some playing time, and Matt LaFleur talks about that.
For the most part, he was only primarily playing on the left side throughout camp. So for him to step inside there on the right side and perform at the level that there wasn't a drop-off, I thought that was a tremendous credit to his mentality and his preparation.
And then they did use the versatile Josiah DeGuara in this ball game, and Matt LaFleur expounds upon his use.
He is a really, really smart football player. Just his ability to adjust on the fly and react. I mean, there was a play in the game where we had a guy, I'm not going to tell you who it was, that did something he wasn't supposed to do, and Josiah just played right off it and worked out perfectly. So that's a big-time credit to him. He's just such a smart, instinctive, tough football player.
DeGuara, and he had kind of expounded upon that a little bit, but DeGuara made some nice plays in his debut, and LaFleur recognizes that.
We ran that around to Alan Lazard, and Josiah sneaks out, and he's kind of like the lead blocker, and he actually cut down two defenders for the Vikings. Like, that's stuff that is special, and his mentality, the way he attacks the game, he's extremely mature, especially for when you consider that he's only a rookie.
The one thing that I think I expected, many of you probably expected the same thing, and that was somewhat of a sloppy game. You didn't really get an extended training camp. You didn't get a preseason. This is your first real live look at man-on-man. And the one thing that LaFleur recognized, and we recognized, with no preseason game action, this was a pretty clean game.
You know, it certainly was a lot cleaner than probably some of the practices that you guys saw. So I was really pleased with our guys' ability to stay locked in and stay disciplined. We talked about not beating ourselves and kind of staying away from those self-inflicted wounds. And for the most part, our guys did a really good job of doing that.
Now, Matt LaFleur, the one thing that he did say they need to get better at, because he was really unhappy early on in the ballgame, was they just couldn't punch it in. The red zone became somewhat problematic, and they've got to be better.
Typically, when you get down there and you kick too many field goals, that usually gets you beat. And then certainly the fact that we went down there and we had a second and goal on the 1 yard line and couldn't punch it in, you know, hindsight's 20/20. I wish we'd have called some different plays, but we didn't. A lot of times you can't recover from that. And those can be kind of those self-inflicted wounds, so to speak, that it's hard to overcome.
And those can be hard to overcome. He's 100% correct. And then last but not least, more Josiah DeGuara as far as their trust in him as a young player.
I think he's proven himself throughout the course of training camp that he can handle a decent amount of responsibility. And, you know, the hope is that we can build on this. Again, it's only one game and you're only as good as your last game. So he's going to have to continue to grow. And the more he shows that he can do, the more that we trust him, the more we're going to put on him.
There you go. That is Matt LaFleur yesterday, kind of breaking down some of the film from the game and talking a little bit more about some of the things they need to work on and some of the compliments to be shoveled out to some of these guys. So anyway, long story short, Packers get a win, and now you got to regroup a little bit when you talk about making up for some of the injuries. But if you have areas of improvement, one, stopping the run. Two, the defense late in that ball game, that when they went to no huddle, the Vikings, they shredded the Packers. I mean, it didn't take, but it was 2 minutes or under for them to just march down the field and put points on the board, and that is concerning. Number three, red zone. He just mentioned it there. You kick way too many field goals, you're going to start losing yourself some football games. So, and then obviously the injuries. But those are some of the things that are probably the most concerning. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Reamer writes, the D-line's the most concerning. Goody needs to re-engage with snacks. The defense is most concerning. The O can run quick plays on time without a rush getting on 12, basically saying, hey, we go to a quick snap count. Aaron Rodgers is going to stay safe. Ben writes in Wendy's email inbox, he says, I think the offensive line is probably the most concerning. You got to protect the franchise. He is the number one player on this team. And then there's James. James says, between the fact that the Packers had a couple of hits to their depth chart and the Brewers can't get any, the most concerning thing to me is the Green Bay Packers. The Brewers are pretty much done. Put a fork in them. There you go. I'm not talking about those kind of hits, but I get what you're saying. Nice play on words. Thank you very much. Yeah, as a matter of fact, when you start talking about the Brewers, we've got Adam McAlvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com. He'll be coming up here in just a little bit after the top of the hour. And the Brewers yesterday, man, oh, man, oh, man. We're going to talk about that coming up here as well. But like I said, Adam's coming up. We're going to talk about some of the problems that the Brewers are having. We're going to talk with Chris Ronji of 101 ESPN Radio down in St. Louis. We'll get into that discussion coming up here in just a little bit. We got Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette right around the corner too. We'll talk with him about the depth chart of this Green Bay Packers football team and the fact that it's already taken a couple of hits. So we'll get into that discussion. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. The 555 is back, my friends. And you know what that means, right? They're extending it because it was supposed to go till September 15th. Now they've extended it to October 15th. It is 5 years, no interest, 5 months before your first payment, 5% bonus savings, and 555. That's what it is. The bonus savings also applies to windows, doors, and installation. Those old leaky windows, that squeaky patio door, they're kind of calling your name, right? Saying, replace me. Now's the time to do it with the 555. Put savings and great financing right now. It's at their peak, and you can put it all in your pocket. Put it in a pocket. Don't put it off. Replace now and get 5% bonus savings on top of 5 years, no interest, in 5 months before your first payment. And that's not until at least February of 2021. Pella now and pay later, plus bonus savings. Just order by October 15th. Certain restrictions do apply. Stop by the nearby showroom or the Pella Experience Center for the details, or you can set up that free, yes, free in-home or right there virtually consultation. Go to PellaWI.com. That is PellaWI.com. Again, PellaWI.com. When we come back, watching the Brewers over the last, I don't know, a week or two specifically, okay, just really paying attention for some things to happen. My conclusion is blanket, it is easy, and it's demoralizing when you talk about the possibility for this team to make it and get into and do some damage in the postseason. I'll tell you what I'm talking about coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We'll be right back. Now, a green and gold update brought to you by Concordia University, Wisconsin Veterans Services Department. Learn how to use your military benefits at cuw.edu/veterans. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers getting ready for their next opponent, the Detroit Lions, but they'll have to make changes on the offensive line. Lane Taylor suffered a season-ending knee injury, so now they'll have to find his replacement at right guard. Billy Turner missed the Vikings game with a sore knee. Could he be back to fill the vacancy at right guard? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, well, we're hoping to get Billy back, but I think, you know, we'll find out later this week.
The Packers dominated time of possession against Minnesota 41 minutes in that 43-34 win Sunday. Wide receiver Marquez Valdes-Scantling had four receptions, two frustrating drops, but on that big TD catch, he got up and did some trash talking with Vikings defensive back Cam Dantzler.
I mean, that's just who I am as a person. I'm a trash talker. The Florida in me, I've been like that ever since I was a little kid.
In Green Bay, I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
Devin Josh were unavailable for game two. So, yeah, I mean, it got the way we wanted it, really. I mean, we got Corbin, you know, battled through the second game, I thought. I mean, he did a nice job. You know, Alex Claudio got some big outs, did a really nice job. We handed the ball to Eric with four outs to go. I was happy that we got to that point, really. That's kind of how we wanted it to go. And, you know, Goldschmidt put a great at-bat on Yardley. That was kind of the inning to me, is he had a heck of an at-bat against them.
Well, there is a determination regarding the Milwaukee Brewers, and I am I'm kind of like, okay, I'm there. Okay, I'm there. I get it. And we'll see if you agree. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over there at Quick Trip. Quick Trip, they are the official pizza holder for the Green Bay Packers, by the way, in case you didn't know. The pothole pizza, the official pizza of the Green Bay Packers, only available at Quick Trip. You could win a 2021 Chevy Trailblazer with the opening drive sweepstakes. Enter the sweepstakes by purchasing any 20-ounce Coca-Cola or pothole pizza with your Quick Rewards card at Quick Trip. You can purchase both the Coke and the pothole pizza at the same time. Get 10 bonus entries. Now, each weekly winner is going to have a chance to win $25 per yard. And the Packers opening drive plus going to be entered to win the 2021 Chevy Trailblazer. No purchase necessary. And see store for details, but the pothole pizza is the official pizza of the Green Bay Packers. They got the Packers Pep Rally. That's the pepperoni. The sausage palooza loaded with chunks of spicy sausage. And then there's the meat sweats, half pound of each, sausage and pepperoni. You can pick one up today over there at Quick Trip. Good, good stuff from Quick Trip. 855-830-8640. If you want to chime in, you can feel free to go ahead and do so. I am to the point where I look at this Brewers team, and again, this may be something that you get yourself, but this Brewers team just they're just not going to hit the baseball this year. An OPS is a team of 692, a 220 batting average, a 311 team on base percentage. That stinks. That stinks. It's not going to get any better. I'm. Can they get on a roll? Can't anything's possible, right? But I'm kind of like, nah, it's just not going to happen. It's just not. Even in the division in which they play, they're 20th. Now remember, this team was near the top not that long ago, last year, a couple of years prior to home runs. They're 20th in home runs. 20th. In home runs. They're not doing it. They're gripping it and ripping it for the long ball, and they're not even making contact. They're the third worst team. You know who the number one team in baseball is with strikeouts? The Cubs. But the Cubs, they have decent pitching and they get timely hitting. They hit better with runners in scoring position. Even though their team batting average sucks, their OPS is 726 and their slugging percentage is 404. The Brewers are tied for third, the third most strikeouts in all of baseball, tied with the Atlanta Braves. Their average is 220, on-base percentage is 311, and then a slugging percentage of 380 and an OPS of 692. That's awful. That's just not going to get it done. So is and their home runs are bad? I mean, it's just you're talking about a team that doesn't hit the long ball and strikes out pretty prolifically. It's not going to happen. I've just kind of come to the conclusion that this is a year in which it's just it's done. Anything that happens now, I'm good. I'm good. But it's just not gonna happen. Anything above that, okay, great. But just not great. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. By the way, they are 21st overall in Major League Baseball hitting with runners in scoring position. 21st. How the put it this way, the Cubs got off to that fast start, that 13-3 start. After that, they've been a below average team. Had they not gotten off to that fast start, they really might be behind the eight ball. The team that's been playing better has been the Cardinals. And even Cincinnati started to turn it on. But the Brewers are hitting .246 with runners in scoring position, which is 21st in all of Major League Baseball. 21st with runners in scoring position. Not going to happen this year. Just, I don't know if you're like me or not, but we're going to talk more about it coming up after the top of the hour. Adam McAlvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com is going to be here. Looking forward to talking to him about this Brewers team. See if, he is, because it's what he does for a living, he's the eternal optimist. Him and Tim Allen, that they are more optimistic than damn near anybody. But I've just come to the conclusion, I'm throwing my hands in the air. You got no hit. You barely scratched out enough runs to get a win in game one. Your pitching has been solid. If you had any offense at all, this team would be just rolling. And you can't generate it night in and night out. And look, I'm not bashing Christian Yelich. Christian Yelich is having a terrible season. Just an awful season. It's almost like you'd love to see him turn it around, but you know what? Sprint to the finish line, hit the reset button, and let's look forward to 2021. See what happens then. Stay tuned. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.